Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gentle Intensity Radio with Shaheen Jedian, the magical mentor and author of Divine Prescription for Life bestseller, co-host with Chicken Soup for the Soul, 500 million bestseller, and creative collaborator of Glee Hugo and Spider-Man. On air now, as Shaheen Jedian takes you on a hot journey of spirit and heart healing, breaking through the deepest fears while unleashing your life's meaning and purpose. With his gentle intensity touch, unlock your future now with the greatest speakers as you walk out of your tight spots in life and come to fruition. Red hot takes and honest opinions on ancient wisdom for modern times with the greatest meaningful celeb show on earth. Let's welcome Shaheen Jedian and his guest today.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi there, Anna. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, great. So we'll start the show now. Perfect. That's wonderful. Let's see. Do you have any echo or it's clear?
No, it's clear.
Okay, great. All right. So I'm going to restart the show with some of the introduction that I gave. And so I was talking about how healing is a release from fear. Also released from the past, that in truth the past is over. It's true to say the past is all in the mind. Unless the past is over in your mind, though, you'll be stuck on reruns and you'll miss new possibilities, new gifts, new adventures. So now is always a good time to forgive, to let go, and say yes to life so you can become unstuck. I've talked about this more extensively in my book, Divine Prescription for Life. So every time you let go of the past, you step into a greater freedom and greater creativity. You enjoy more energy, you feel more alive, you reconnect to the, let's say, the unconditioned, unaltered part of you. You're also available for new gifts. You attract more opportunities. And I think that was the beauty of just the way I met Anna, is just we were both in that space of new opportunity, new gifts, and new sharing. And so I'm super excited to bring Anna on my show as we speak about new opportunities, new gifts, and her life-sensing technology, information and sharing, and how it affects our wellness and how it really improves our life. Anna is a certified health coach as well as a avid promoter of nutrition and exercise. And Anna's passion for helping others to achieve their highest health and financial status just became easier. She's aligned her vision, goals, and few decades of raising her now five teenagers with, you know, pushing health, conscious health choices. With the latest stuff in healthcare and the merging of this life-sensing technology with healthcare, it's become something really powerful for her that she's been living and sharing. So today, we're going to talk about how to look at the whole inner self right from your phone as you're listening or through your internet, however you're listening to the radio show. So without any further ado, I'd like to say hello, Anna. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm grateful to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. I'm super excited. Very excited. It's been a, we've been waiting for this. We're really excited. And so I'm just curious. I'm so curious about you right from the beginning when we began our conversations. And so maybe you could tell us a little bit about, like, just where you came from, your beliefs, your backgrounds, where are you today, what are some contrasts and differences of what you used to, how you used to see the world and how you see it now?
Sure, sure. So I personally have always been attracted to healthy living. So as a child, you know, I was a confident and strong, good student and athlete. And fortunately, I did grow up in a household where my mom actually believed in and practiced holistic health, which is where my whole life is now. And although they actually didn't call it that back then, it was she did iridology on us, my brother and my sister and I. We had colonics at a very young age, so we were very familiar with the alternative health scene. And I just lived in a happy environment. Yes. You know, I had a sister and a brother. You know, fast forward to adulthood, I'm very grateful that I've stayed in that environment of holistic health. And I have lived that life, you know, with everything I've been doing. I continued on athletics into adulthood. I'm a health coach. I work in preventative health care. I still do. And, you know, I'm just happy and positive, and I've always had an entrepreneurial and giving spirit as well. I love, love, love to help others, and I want to help them really become their best selves and thrive, you know, thrive on this earth. And so I always fight for what is fair, and, you know, I'm just extremely grateful for everything, you know, that I have in my life. And I'm blessed with five beautiful children. They're now teenagers, and one is in their 20s. But, you know, they've lived a life of healthy choices as well. And when you can grow up in that environment, it really, really helps you to see that throughout your life. And so I was a stay-at-home mom with them when they were young, but, you know, that kept me really, really busy. And we live in Chicago, so we had a lot of fun here as well. But when I was a child, I had this vivid, reoccurring memory when I was about 10 years old that I lived near the mountains and the ocean and the beach. And honestly, like every time I would have that dream or the vision, I would kind of feel the breeze and the sunshine and smell the ocean. So, you know, I feel like I'm attracted to areas like that, and they just really, really mm-hmm. inspire me, like California. So I'm manifesting that.
Yay.
I may end up over that way. But I truly believe everything happens. Yes. I truly do believe everything happens for a reason, and, you know, I'm grateful for it all, the ups, the downs, everything. It's really exciting because, you know, life just continues to unfold, and you can learn from it all, you know, and continue to evolve from it. And I typically have a very, very big vision about life. And although I don't know where I'm going to end up, I always keep moving up the mountain and just, you know, take everything as it comes. So that's kind of where it's bringing me to where I'm at today.
And, well, I love the introduction you give to yourself. I think I like your voice. It's very refreshing and exciting and energetic. And I love, sometimes, you know, I've been on a radio show and speaking sometimes, and I had several people text me saying that they didn't actually hear the words, like they weren't listening to the words I was saying, but they were feeling mm-hmm. uplifted from the tone, right? And mm-hmm. I think, like, you know, there's a beauty in your tone about the excitement and the energy of what you're going towards. That by itself is contagious. So I'm really, really appreciating that about you.
Thank you.
Let me ask you several other questions. So what was one of your challenges that you would say is has set you on a path of really discovering more or exploring some of the technology that you wanted to talk about? What would be one challenge that you would say was one of the most difficult things for you in your life? Where, like, you know, if I were to ask you, you would say, this is where I used to be 10 years ago, 20, or like 5 years ago, and now I'm here. What would that challenge be?
I don't know if I would call it necessarily a challenge, but it was life. It was life on a different path. And it just, when you're a child, you live, you know, inside your own little world. And then you get out into the world and you can really get things thrown at you that you end up taking in, but they're not necessarily for you. And it changes your views and it changes your path, I believe. And so I had a wonderful childhood, and then even adulthood. It's been incredible, but I did end up going through a divorce, which that takes you on a different path for sure. It's not what you had planned. So I think that's been the most impactful to have me really start to look within even further. I do live within, and I want to help others look within, but I feel like that was probably my biggest challenge, and I love helping others get through that as well.
Sorry, I had a little, I couldn't hear the last sentence that you said.
Oh, I just said I love helping others get through that as well. Just the challenge of that. Mm-hmm.
So, what if you could ask for one wish, what would it be?
Oh, that one's really easy. It's kind of going along with this theme. So it's that everyone would find their true selves, honestly, like mind, body, heart, soul, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you know, all of it, the whole self, because you're really never truly living until you do that and until you look within and find that person that was born, like I was just talking about, without all the distractions. You know, our true nature, is that forgiving, free spirit of children. You know, that's really our true nature. And you won't be truly happy until you find your real inner self. A lot of people I find live on their outside, and they have mask upon mask upon mask. And they really, truly live every day there, and they don't actually look within. And I just always think, like, imagine if everyone was living their truth out there in the world, how incredible this life would be, because they would be on their path, and they would have that aura about them, and we probably wouldn't have so much violence, and we'd probably have a lot more peace. So that's really, my biggest wish.
Well, that's a pretty cool wish you made, because now I'm going to hold you even more responsible to help more people reach that potential that you're talking about. I like it.
Yeah.
This is good. So how are you, I know you're in the field of health and wellness, how are you helping more people reach that dream of living their full potential and really being awakened to life?
What inspired me to take this path of technology in healthcare is because it's where the world is going. You know, it's something that it's the biggest health and tech movement ever. And although it doesn't seem like it would really align with me and what I do, I've lived a holistic life. I've lived all natural. And so it's, even when I thought about it at first, it seemed like, how is this going to fit into my being, you know? But it, you know, it's funny, if you would have asked me what I would be doing in life, the word technology would never have come to mind, based on my holistic background. But what first inspired me to be here was a mentor. And mentorship is key in life. I consider you a mentor. Like, there's you can have mentors in every area of your life. But I had an incredible mentor. So mentorship is first. But what allowed me to actually do it, you know, based on my values, which had to come from the heart. So the fact that this is life-sensing technology, which means, you know, it's a product basically you wear on your wrist. It's similar to a Fitbit, but it's far superior advanced technology that's helping people to monitor their own health in real time. And it's non-invasive self-care, basically. So people can really monitor themselves. So that's how it really fits into my life, because I can have it be something where people can still go and get alternative healthcare, or they can still understand their inner bodies, and it's forcing them to look within whether they want to or not, because they're seeing it real time, and they can choose to ignore it or they can, you know, choose to act on it. And, you know, also as an entrepreneur, there's timing involved in a company. So I, you know, that also helped me look at it. And there's a simple system. And to be first in anything, you know, especially a ground level company that's massively growing in their industry in itself, with a device that's like no other, that was really, really, you know, that's impactful. It spells the opportunity of a lifetime, and truly it is. But, you know, again, it starts with being able to have the mentorship, and that's what started my thought process, because when you can sign up with successful people, when you can sign on with them and have them show you, and they're willing to teach you all that they know, and they care about your success almost as much or more than you do at that moment, then you need to really latch on to that. And that's what I've taken from this. I'm also mentoring people and helping them as a result of my mentorship. And it's a global company that's publicly traded and partnered with Toshiba. So we have a lot of credibility. And I've just been basically identifying people that are interested in this journey of entrepreneurship. And I now mentor those individuals as well as we launch this company here.
Okay, so I have Julia from Ohio. She said she needs more clarification. What is it exactly that you're offering? In other words, what is this technology that you're talking about? Can you give more details? And what specific health challenges does it resolve?
Yeah, so it's basically a self-care device that helps you monitor your own health. It's a real-time health monitoring device that can be personalized to you, as well as you can add fitness to it. And it has clinical grade sensors. You know, it will monitor your blood pressure real time. We actually have a person that this has really helped, that I directly know. He called me one day and he said, "Anna, this device isn't working." And I said, "What do you mean it's not working?" And he said, I put it on and it's basically saying my blood pressure is off the charts. And I said, "Well, have you been to a doctor recently?" And he said, "No, I haven't gone recently." I said, "You should do that, and then, you know, let me know what happens." He called me a week later, and he's like, "They admitted me for 3 days. This thing was correct. My blood pressure was off the charts." And, you know, he felt that it basically saved his life, because he wouldn't have gone to a doctor. So that's kind of what we're doing and what we're talking about. This does heart rate and breath rate. It even has mood and energy levels that you can monitor. Calories, you know, it does a lot, the same things that Fitbit does, but far, far more. You know, it has a guardian function, which I love.
The technology lives with you, from what I'm understanding. Technology lives with you, monitors your many aspects of your health, and then it kind of like keeps you on the alert of how you're doing, but also gives you feedback of, I guess, the parts you're doing well, too. I'm assuming, right?
Correct.
Or can you tell me?
Yeah.
How big is it? Is it like a big system, small system? Can you carry it around? How does it work?
Yeah, so it's basically on your wrist like a Fitbit. It's similar in size, and it's attached. We have our own API, you know, we have our own app store. So that's the beauty of it. We the apps are growing by $100 billion, actually, the sales of revenues of apps in the next 2 years. So people are going to really be able to monitor their health when it's attached to this device. And there's many, many different capabilities coming out for this device. And, you know, I'll go into a few of them, but if anyone wants more information, you know, I did put a link that will give a video that will really explain it. And I also put my phone number, and I can, you know, explain that further too. But, you know, we are going to be going into blood sugar trends in the next couple of months. So imagine there's, you know, 400 million people in the world that really want to monitor their blood sugar levels. And if you can do that non-invasively, you know, imagine where this is going. It's the biggest, like I said, health and tech move ever. It's a $1 trillion industry, and no one in the world is doing this but us here. So it's incredible where it's going.
We're close to the end of the show, but let me see if I can extend our time so we can have some more time with you. Hold on one second, okay?
Sure.
Okay, we're gonna add another 15 minutes to the show because I think this is really interesting. I want to hear more about it. We also have several questions that came in, but I'm gonna ask, where will this all take you? In other words, where does it all lead to? The whole.
So honestly, it's really not just a company and a device. It's an entire movement in the world. You know, this is where the future of healthcare is going, to self-care and to life-sensing technology. And for me personally, I really want to get the word out to people and help them understand, you know, because of where I come from. Whereas, you know, it's a holistic outlook on your health. If you can really self-help yourself, you know, that's a major jump ahead. And on top of that, there is a little clicker on the side of this where you can actually, monitor other people. And so you can do up to 20 people. You can have attached to yours, and so you can monitor your parents, even if they live in another country. And that's been very effective, you know, for people who don't live in the same state or city or anything for their loved ones. So, you know, it's just a whole movement that is, again, going towards even customized nutrition. You know, there's a DNA company that we partnered with, and they're coming out with an app that will be attached to this device that will customize your nutrition daily for you, tell you what to eat, what not to eat, tell you what you should be drinking, when you should be drinking it, and even it goes beyond that to tell you what vitamins you will need. And then guess what? It changes the next month. So this is where the future is going, where you're really going to be able to have control of yourself. And when you're looking at it on a daily basis, 24/7 real time, it's hard to ignore that. So that's why I'm so excited about it.
Yes. I love that, Anna. And I love your personality. I think that adds so much to it because, you know, there's so many ways to meet people and connect. But when you meet someone that you can actually, you know, feel that warmth and love and connection, a family woman that's so, energetic and loving and excited about holistic health and has lived it, I think altogether it makes it so much more of a good vibration. So that song just came to mind.
Thank you.
You remember this song? It's called, I think it came out like 20 years ago. It would go like this. It would say, "It's such a good vibration." I don't know if you remember
that.
Yeah,
I remember that.
So, let's see. I have someone that texted, what is the website for us to see a picture of the technology? So let me just read the website for you. It's because some listeners, I know you guys are listening, and you're just either called in with the phone or you might be listening in the car and not be able to look at the writings yet, but the writings are on the Blog Talk Radio description area. So later on, you can listen to it in the replay and look at the writings, but I'll read it off just in case you want to, if you're sitting at home and you're somewhere where you want to look it up right away. It's www.healthpartners.hello with one L dot life. So www.healthpartners.hello, H-E-L-O dot life. That's how you can take a look at this technology, and there's plenty of information there. Now, back to Anna giving us more information. So it's called Life Sensing Technology, and why do you think it's called that? Like, what is it about the name?
Well, because it has clinical-grade sensors on it, and it is, sensing everything with the apps that we have added to it. It's an incredible device that can basically see within. You know, it's helping people to, again, take care of their own health.
Mm-hmm. Now, later on, I was thinking of, from what I see, this device and the understanding and the teachings and also some of the health coaching that you do, it seems like people can benefit from hearing more from you on our show. So I want to invite you to have like a series of talks where we can hear more from you. How would you feel if I invite you to do a two-part radio series and also Facebook Live so that people can also visually see you explain and show the product? Is that something that's possible within the company policy?
Yeah, we do have some restrictions as to what we can do, but yeah, that I can you know, work around that. So, of course.
Okay. So those are two wonderful gifts that you can bring to us, because I think if people can get a hold, what you're saying is really key, because I have part of the reason I've aligned with you in this is because I have a very similar value and belief system in terms of the fact that I believe that a big part of wellness should be that you should be able to take care of yourself, right? You should be able to see what's happening with you, not to give your power to some expert out there. Really be able to do the basic things of monitoring what's going on with you at whatever capacity, whatever technology, whatever you can get your hands on, right? Now, you know, some of us are very intuitive and we're able to feel and sense every nuance of what's happening in our bodies, right? And some of us can use both intuition and technology together to get that sense. And some of us can use, you know, more of the technology. Each person has their, you know, their senses, literally, as you said, the word sense that came to my mind. And so I think, like, I want to encourage everyone to really take a good look at what Anna is offering, because this is her first time on the show, and you may at first glance be listening to the information and not know necessarily at the wealth of power and security and the release of anxiety that it can bring you, just knowing how powerfully you can, you know, be in touch with those parts of yourself and monitor. So I think that by itself is so much power. I've noticed that just knowing that you feel safe, that there's something in your life that can kind of awaken you to something if you need to be awakened, that by itself releases so much anxiety in people. You know, do you agree with me, Anna?
I do, yes.
You know, and one time I remember I was talking to someone, and she said that she has a lot of anxiety. I said, what's your anxiety? But she goes, she has all these dates flying around in her head about things she has to do. And then I said, so why don't you just write them down, right? And then she said, well, I do, but it's just like, then there's a new one, then there's a new one, and then there's a new one. And then I said, well, why don't you just use the reminder app on your iPhone, right? It's simple, right? Thing, right?
Yeah.
So she started just scheduling. She said there's too many things. Some of them repeat every month, and some of them only happen once in a while, and there's deadlines, and they're all flying in my head. And then I remember teaching her how one of the most powerful things we say in like, you know, in healing and hypnosis and the subconscious mind is that the conscious mind can only handle 5 to 7 bits of information flying around. After that, it gets overwhelmed. You know, your conscious mind gets overwhelmed. But your subconscious, your unconscious being, can handle millions of bits of information, you know, in the background, right? So If you're sitting there and carrying around the anxiety of what's happening to this schedule, what's happening to this part of the body, is my heart okay, am I feeling over here, how's my kidney, you know, all these things just running around in the background, they're draining a person, because you have to literally worry about the anxiety of it. And a lot of times I say, if you, and I say this a lot in a session when I like, in a session where I'm like working with someone for some kind of a health issue or anything that's giving them anxiety, I say, I always say, is it all right with your unconscious mind to take on a new action step which will release the anxiety of having to worry about it all the time, right? And then that, I'll help that person choose an action step, right? And so if today you're listening to this show and the action step for you might be to address, just to address the fact that you acknowledge that you want to be more aware of your health. That by itself can give you so much energy. That by itself can give you so much power, because now you're telling your unconscious, your subconscious, I've seen you, I'm witnessing you, I'm giving you attention, I address you. And therefore, a lot of times, the discomfort and the pain can dissipate just simply when your unconscious mind, your subconscious knows that you've taken the attention to pay attention. Because you either pay with attention or, unfortunately, with pain, you know. And so it's so much easier, really, if we just pay attention to ourselves, because then our mind and our being can see that we love who we are. It's like, the check engine of a car. You can turn it off by disconnecting the battery, but the check engine is going to come back on, you know. It doesn't leave. Because
yeah, and a lot of people choose to ignore, their health. They kind of might have a few symptoms, but it's easier to ignore it than to have to take the action steps and really understand what's going on. But that's why I love this, because it really helps people to look within and look at the whole body and the whole picture, that's key. I want to really make a difference and have an impact on people's lives, as many as possible, just a little imprint on the earth, I think this is one of the answers, and that's why I'm so passionate about it. And I also want to let people know, if they do want to get a hold of me, there's a couple ways they can do that. You can call me if you have further questions. I'm happy to answer them, whether it's about the device or the opportunity where you could help launch this as well. It's something where I'm happy to talk to you. So if you don't mind, I'll give my phone number, if that's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
I know it's on me. So if you guys want to write this down, it's 773-519-1212. And you can either call or text me a good time to talk. I'm happy to answer your questions. I know we didn't go into fully, we can't go into all of it here on this show, but I'm happy to do that as well.
Okay. So I want to go ahead and, since people are listening to the show and they want to see how they can also look forward to hearing more from you, and some listeners usually like a similar time as today, which is at 5 p.m. So I want to offer that we do two more shows on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. So that would be next Tuesday. We can check on those dates and confirm, but I want to put that in as a possibility. Does that seem okay for you, Anna?
Yeah, that seems fine.
Yeah? Okay, so for those of you listening, on a follow-up conversation, we're going to do a two series shows. One of them, and then we'll announce the next ones later, but one of them will be next week, Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, with Anna, as she goes more in depth into the technology of it. And also we're going to talk about health, and we're going to, any questions that comes between now and then also will also be further answered on the show. Some of you, I know, text me, so I'll go ahead and relay those to Anna, and those of you who call directly to the number that she gave, that's perfect too. Keep in mind, I want to say one more thing, and if you're listening to the replay of this show right now, or if you're listening to this on Facebook or on Anna's website, as this blog will be there, just remember that just simply making the decision to bring in something as wonderful as this sensing technology, just the decision of acknowledging that you're going to have something along your side, that by itself boosts your immune system, simply because you've said to yourself, I care, I'm attending, I see you. Meaning you take away that feeling of avoidance, of having to avoid and ignore that signal and the message, like Anna said so beautifully. I really, really want you to pay attention to this part, because it can be life-changing. Pay attention so that you don't have to get to that point of paying with pain. And I think pain cushions until our vision pulls. And therefore, this is a wonderful, beautiful thing that you can add to your life. Also, Anna, next time, I think I would like to hear you both on the Facebook Lives and the and our Gentle Intensity radio show to talk more about the business side of this, because some people might be also very interested to share this with others. So is that a possibility of some sort too, or is it just the usage of product?
Oh, no, both. You know, I like to just give the whole picture and people decide what they want to do with it, you know. So I'm happy to.
Okay, great. That's wonderful. So once again, this is Anna with Sensing Life Technology. Did I say it right? Sensing Life Technologies?
Life Sensing Technology.
Oh, Life Sensing Technology. Okay, cool. I like the sensing word. So, and as we're completing this show, please join us again next week, Tuesday at 5 p.m., and make sure to also look at the description below as the replay will become available. I'm going to read off Anna's information to you one more time. Also, Anna is offering a free gift session, which is valued at $200. It's a 45-minute informative session you can do over the phone or Skype. You can call her directly at 773-519-1212, easy number, 773 area code, 519-1212, or you can email her at hellohealthpartners@gmail.com. The hello is with one L.
60 seconds.
And her website is healthpartners.hellowithonel.life. So that's all the information that you need for today. And once again, I want to wish everyone an amazing, blissful day. And I want to thank you, Anna, for bringing out such wonderful energy to our radio show and for being in L.A. Hope to see you soon. God bless. And we'll connect again.
God bless. Thank you.
Okay, bye.